Hello.
Hello, this is Phil. I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, they do not.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Is this Democrat or Republican?
Sorry?
Are you calling about Democrats or Republicans?
Well, we're just calling from an investigation agency, from National Opinion Surveys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the next question?
Yes, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Black American.
Thank you. And well, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
I am 64 in November.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important this year.
Okay. Would that be much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important. Much more important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Definitely Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Very strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, would that be a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
No, strongly approve.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
With Donald Trump in office, dissatisfied. With Joe Biden in office, very satisfied.
Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They are definitely getting better.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 education, public school education, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the people, right?
Yeah, I would definitely say abortion rights.
Okay. And as well, border security, as well we have making college more affordable and for forgiving students debt. You can select up to two.
I will definitely forgiving student debt.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Republicans in Congress.
Very cool.
Okay. And, well, from the scale from 0 to 100, what would be the number?
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
That would be heavily in favor of her.
Sorry?
That Kamala Harris, it would be very in favor of her. Would that be 100 or would that be 0?
Well, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and
then it'd be definitely
100.
Definitely 100, without a doubt.
Okay. And Jill Stein.
Very favored. 100.
Thank you. Bob Casey Jr.
Is he a Democrat or a Republican? Because I've never heard of him.
Okay, that information we might not have it, but as well, if you have never heard of it, that's okay. Donald Trump.
Oh my God, would it definitely be a 0?
Democrats in Congress.
Definitely 100.
David McCormick.
That's Pennsylvania. 50.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election of four presidents were held today and the candidates were independent, Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Biden.
Okay. If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican David McCormick and Democrat Bob Casey Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Bob Casey Jr.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Yes, a lot. MSNBC tells me a lot from what I'm hearing about President Biden.
Okay. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable
much
towards them.
Okay. Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. In short words, and what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
That they want to save the country from Donald Trump, period.
Thank you. And next question would be, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Yes, a lot.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Okay. And is that much less favorable or just somewhat less favorable?
No, definitely less favorable.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
He's a maniac. He wants to take the country back. I'm a black man. I don't want to go back to those days. Less favorable because he wants to take the country back to where we were in 1940.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, next question would be, now I'd like to read you what some authors have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe is the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two options. The lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, stagnant wages, and raising costs?
Should I have more than one?
Yes, two. You may choose two.
Okay. All right. Donald Trump being president again, and also the race, crime in America.
Okay. Well, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would do better at dealing with that issue. Securing our borders.
Joe Biden.
And would Biden be much better at dealing with that issue, or just somewhat better?
Definitely much better than dealing with that issue.
Thank you. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
We do need Joe Biden to do that because I'm on Medicare and I need his assistance in strengthening Medicare and Social Security.
Okay, and would Biden be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Would who be much better dealing with that issue?
No, I mean, you selected Biden. However, would Biden would Biden be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Oh, definitely much better. I'm sorry. Definitely much better dealing with that issue.
Thank you. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
They shouldn't be here in America. We're so far from that. No.
Okay. For these, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, who would deal with this better, Biden or Trump?
I think it would definitely be Biden. Sorry.
Biden would be somewhat better or much better?
Much, much better.
Thank you. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you?
Yes, Biden would definitely be much better.
Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Biden's already brought down prescription drugs nationally, so I think it would be him also to bring down that Biden.
Would that be somewhat better or much better?
That would be so much better.
In common sense, gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of the people who shouldn't have them.
Biden, most definitely.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
More favorable because he can only do but so much. So definitely much more favorable.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree with the verdict.
Thank you. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
That is so laughable. Strongly disagree with that statement. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. No worries. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, not often, not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, or a bachelor's degree, or postgraduate?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I do not.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
I'm Catholic, but I attend church hardly ever.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than a half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white? Right?
Oh, about half. About half of my neighbors are white.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's a rural area out there in Tennessee.
Sorry, you mentioned suburban, right? Or?
Yes, a rural area, yes.
Oh, thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside?
Born what?
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No, they both were born in the United States.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No, in the United States.
Thank you. Were you born outside of the United States?
No, in the United States.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, I do not.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Sir, I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
Thank you for calling.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much for answering. Have a great day.
You be safe out there.
You too as well. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.